knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Wow, I feel nice.
All right, when he says I feel nice like sugar and spice, that's my cue to come back. And now we're here with Dr. Kent Malone. When I first met Dr. Malone, he was sort of like an adjunct guy teaching the younger grads on occasion, but now he's a professor. He's here at the program, and we're going to talk a little bit about the students in the program and where the program's been and going with Dr. Kent Malone. Kent, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Actually, when you met me the first time, I was a student in the MSRE program myself.
No, actually, when I met you for the first time, my mom was the beta student on the UF learning test, and that's where I met you. That's right. Kent can even teach my mom real estate, and if he could teach her real estate, he could teach you real estate. Now, Kent, tell me, Mom, I love you, baby. I know you're listening. God bless you. I know you're on your way back from choir practice. She really is, by the way, on her way back home from choir practice in the car. I love you, Mom. Now, Kent, tell me a little bit about what's new here at the University of Florida now that you're like a real professor.
Well, we continue to grow the program, and we also have started a couple of years ago the combined degree program, where we have so many undergraduate students. We don't have a formal major, a real estate major at the University of Florida. We have a minor, but there are a lot of finance students who are actually kind of getting turned on to the world of real estate and deciding, I'm not going to go into a master's in finance, et cetera. That's just not where my interest lies. And they come over to real estate, and most of them have the same type of rationale, is they want to see the tangible product at the end of the day, whether it's through development, new construction. If they're lending on it, they can actually see the fruits of their labor at the end of the day when a new development project comes out of the ground, and that is just a real exciting thing.
You know, I talked about a little bit before with Todd when I was at the program. It was really great. I learned a lot of good stuff. It gave me, I say, a toolkit, but I never really worked on a project. I never worked on a car, so when I came out, I knew who Trammell Crow was, but I really didn't know what they did and how I could do business with them. And that's what's really cool about what's going on today. The students, I almost said kids, but they're grown-up adults. Some of them are, you know, in their 30s. And these folks have hands-on experience. I know, in fact, one of the students we're going to talk about later works in town in a real estate firm right now.
It really is an amazing fraternity, essentially, is what you said earlier. I myself, even today, a number of different times have been in conversations with former students who have been in the industry, and they're talking about the opportunities that they never would have had to be able to network with folks. I mean, you, Jim Freed, I mean, you are an amazing mentor. Todd Jones, who was your guest a little while ago, amazing mentors. It's folks like you that make this program, that enrich this program in a way that no other program that we have been able to find can possibly come near competing with.
Well, all I can say is thank you very much. Here's the dollar that I promised. There'll be a picture later on Facebook of me paying off Kent for saying those great things about me. But it really is true. You know, Kent, I'll say it. I don't really talk about it a lot. You know, I think I am somewhat successful in the business now. I've really accomplished a bunch of things. I mean, for goodness sakes, I got the radio show. It started out as a novelty thing to me, and now it's really grown into a way that I can keep in touch with people and do good things for people out there that I'm never going to meet. And that's what it's all about. And having that kind of mentality, and when you bring that type of person like Todd and other people like Steve Cohn, Jim Stein, Paul Ellis, for goodness sakes, everybody, the 150 people on the board, they give money for scholarships, but that's the easy part. It's easy to write checks. These people also give a piece of themselves, and that's what's really important. That's what makes the difference. And, you know, even if all I'm doing is putting out a bunch of gooey positive energy about the program, well, it's the darn truth.
But it's also a bunch of tangibles, because in addition to all the things that we have going on in the program, one of the things that we do is it's called the Ring Speaker Series, where we have industry professionals. And as a matter of fact, Paul Ellis, who was your guest earlier, he was one of the Ring Speaker folks from last year or year before. They come in and they give us their industry experience. They give us their advice. And he was an amazing giver of advice on things that even transcended the industry. It was things about just what to do with, you know, in your personal life and how to kind of don't take a job just because it has a big paycheck. It's all about building up relationships and you being a long-lived asset in this industry. So it's these kind of folks that, that have gone through it, they have achieved a level of success, they come back because they want to give back, and it's amazing to have you folks on board.
Well, I got a secret for you, Kent. No matter how much I give, what I get back is 10,000 times more. I'll go back to what I was saying. You know, I'll admit it. I drove up and I talked to my mom for a half hour because it's rare to get a half hour, and I would say peace and quiet, but I'm on the turnpike. But it was that part after Yeehaw Junction where it's a little quiet, and as long as you're not speeding, you're going to do okay. Let the guy zoom. And so I'm talking to my mom, and it was really important to me to communicate with her what was going on here at the conference. And I didn't say I'm going to make a big speech or I'm going to see my buddy Tom Arnold, who runs billions of dollars for I don't know how many sovereign wealth funds, or I'm going to see Jim Stein, who has this big company. I was going to see my friends, people that when I'm in need, they come and they support me. And I don't mean with money. I mean with friendship. When I go out there into the room, the positive energy feeling is overwhelming. And I'm talking about that at a real estate conference. Hey, AC, how much time do I have for the Love Fest here? I got 2.5 minutes left, Ken. So I'm going to kick it to you. Tell a little bit about the curriculum and what you guys teach.
Well, what we try and do is be as up-to-date with the curriculum as possible. And this is where the advisory board members really come in handy, because they have the boots on the ground. They know what are the latest tools that we need to start putting in the student's toolbox so that they are of value, ready to hit the road full speed ahead when they graduate. And right now, most of the students who have gone through, who are in the MSRA program right now, who are about to graduate in May, most of them already have jobs waiting for them. They have already achieved that. And there are some that are networking right now. I've talked to one. She is working the crowd, the room. It's an amazing opportunity to network. And the thing is, the folks that are here, the industry professionals, want to help. And you've done that too, because you have, you talk, just like you said earlier, you hooked somebody up with somebody else and said the networking opportunities are amazing.
Well, it's the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I first met Kelly Bergstrom by accident. Not really. They came to campus. They were interviewing. I didn't have the best grades, but I had a real estate concentration in the MBA program. They picked me out. The guy said, hey, haven't I heard of you? I said, sure, you heard me on my radio ad for student government. He said, no, I read your resume, and it was the only one that was turned over on the corner. And I went up and I interned at JMB in Chicago for Kelly Bergstrom's team. And now I'm here paying him back. I always work and strive to represent the example that Kelly has always been of paying it forward. It's the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. He's funded the program, the center. He comes back all the time. He provides excellent guidance and mentorship to me, and that's why I come and give back to the young people that we're going to talk to next. So, Dr. Kent Malone, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thanks very much, Jim, and I got to send a shout-out to Lolly. Hey, Miss Lolly.
I love you, Kent. Lolly's my mom.